Anyone having access to broadcast news last week must have been surprised by New York City's Mayor Bloomberg's statements linking Hurricane Sandy to climate change. But according to Marxist writer Raymond Lotta, the latest numbers are troubling.
Globally, the oceans rose about 8 inches in the 20th century. Now, the ocean level is rising at a rate of 12 inches a century. And the rate is accelerating such that the total increase by the end of the 21st century could exceed 3 feet.
And the greatest responsibility for the growing environmental disaster must be attributed to the capitalist system itself.
In recent years, 7 of the 10 largest corporations in the world were oil and auto companies. The U.S. military is the single largest purchaser of oil in the world. The carbon emissions associated with the U.S. war and occupation of Iraq were greater than the carbon emissions of 139 countries in the world combined.
The world, continues Mr. Lotta, needs a revolution which will change the relationships of economic production from profit motivation to one based on sustainable development and people's needs. And his revolutionary Communist Party proposes a socialist economy.
The new society will aim to create sustainable cities to meet basic needs, including food. The huge and parasitic commercialization of the contemporary city, with its office structures serving global financial investments, advertising, insurance, and so forth, will be transformed. The kind of intensive and speculative commercial and residential development that encroaches on green spaces in the areas outside the cities will be put a stop to.
Young voices in the audience said they were inspired by the spirit of solidarity people demonstrate in times of crisis.
It's very hard when you can't really eat or have water or electricity, but there was an opening among people. I talked to one kid in one area who was saying, you know, nobody knows about us over here in these housing projects that are basically flooded and underwater. There's a vacuum of how could things be different, and finding the forms of people working together to solve the problems of someone on the 10th floor there doesn't have water. Someone over there, his grandmother's been there for 3 days, but no one knows what's going on with them. But that's a way that you could model and show that humanity actually could live different.
Despite scant mention of climate change during the elections, fully two-thirds of voters between the age of 18 and 29 sided with President Obama, who said he wants to address the issue. But there is now a growing awareness among the youth that only a radical transformation of society can give them a chance for a livable future.
It is getting worse, and we can only sort of do certain math models that account for how much worse it's getting. There is a thing of that capitalism really just feeds on itself, and it actually challenges us with a huge responsibility. Do we want this planet to be around and for human beings to thrive after us? And we actually have to confront, where is this all coming from, and can we actually get rid of it?
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.